Declan alluded to, we have a few bumps and bruises in the panel at the moment, and but we'd be very confident that we have a strong squad and we have plenty of players that are very, very able to line out for Donegal on Saturday evening and put in a big performance, and essentially we'd be confident we can still get a team to win the game. Suppose one of the older statesmen at the moment. I know we have a nice age profile in the squad over the last 2 or 3 years. Obviously, a lot of the players Declan would have had at minor and under 21 now are really coming to the fore as strong senior players. And you know, Jason McGee, Niall O'Donnell, Oisin Farah, and O'Mageta again, and Pat Morgan, and all these other players who have joined the panel over the last few years are really strong footballers, and we have a lot of players between, you know, that 19 to 23, 24 category, and it's very good, you know. And I suppose a lot of them now are going to be putting their hand up for places, and a great opportunity for people to stamp their name on the team, you know, when we kick off the league this weekend.
Yeah. And I suppose the one thing all those players are lacking is a bit of experience, and I suppose that's something that you want to get, but you have to get up and get running pretty fast, because, you know, Mayo and Ballywafey on a Saturday evening in the first round of a Division 1 league game, you know, you have to learn fast.
Mayo don't need me to talk about the qualities they have as a team. You know, they've been absolutely phenomenal for the last decade. Obviously, we learned a lot about their qualities last August when we unfortunately couldn't get over the line in that Super 8 qualifier game for the Ireland semi-finals. And, you know, they're going to come here to Ballyfey with a very strong team and with a lot of very good footballers. And, you know, we're going to have to get a strong team out. And, you know, I suppose you alluded to experience, but we'd be confident a lot of those players are of a very high calibre, and I'm sure Declan is going to pick the right blend of players now to hopefully win on Saturday.
2 points, very important, as you mentioned. Obviously, 4 home games, you know, generally feeling it's a good position to be in, but every point is going to be hard fought in this league.
Yeah, look, the 7 other teams in the division are of all high quality. Even just looking at Meath last year, who came up with us with, you know, 3 titanic battles against them, and you know, Monaghan and Tyrone are Ulster rivals. Galway and Mayo were, you know, very, very, very good teams. And then obviously you've last year's All-Ireland finalists in Kerry and Dublin. So everyone's going to be a big, big challenge. And every 2 points that you collect throughout the league is going to be, you know, well fought for. And we'll be hoping now that we can get off to a positive start. And, you know, having 4 home games is definitely a bonus, not just in terms of, I don't think, the myth of getting 2 points handier, but just logistically, and you know, you don't maybe have an extra, you know, a Saturday evening game away for home is actually quite difficult at times for players. You have to get work off on Fridays, or you might have to leave earlier, and I suppose that just gives us an extra weekend where we don't have to stress about those things, you know.
Do you look at the calendar and the fixture program and say to yourself, you know, we must target 2 points here, we must, you know, do you target games, teams?
I think it's very hard to do that. I think we can literally just take game by game. You know, if you sit back and look too far down the calendar too early, you can find yourself getting stung on a few of the earlier exchanges. So, you know, my focus, since, you know, we came back in the training this year, was always kind of just about being fit and healthy and having enough work done to put in a good performance against Mayo, and hopefully that can then, you know, lead us on to a successful few games after it. But we haven't looked too far down the line yet, you know.
The general feeling is that a home tie is, you know, favours the home team, and an away tie favours, you know, the home team. Home advantage is a big thing. What's the difference?
You know, it's very hard to pinpoint. Look, we have a good enough record in Ballyfey over the years. You know, apart from the Tyrone game, obviously, unfortunately, in 2018, I think we've been successful in most of our encounters. But, you know, it's just familiarity. And but look, regardless of venue or anything else, to be beat any Mayo team, and especially this Mayo team, you're going to have to be at the peak of your powers. And that's what we'll be looking to do come Saturday evening.
When Hugh McFadden sits down at the end of the league, what would you like to have achieved? How would you like where would you like Donegal to be?
Oh, no. Ideally, we would win it, but nah, look, I'd be hoping that we put in a very, very strong league campaign. Obviously, we want to retain our Division 1 status as early as possible as we can throughout the campaign. I'd like to have my own personal performance to a high standard, but also to have a lot of good footballers in Donegal stand up and be counted for throughout the league campaign, and maybe people haven't featured as much as they'd like to over the last 10, 12, 18 months to really put their hand up and demand a starting place come championship. And if we can build our squad and build the competitiveness towards the summer and give Declan as many headaches as we can, it'll be very, very positive. And hopefully that we get a few of the bumps and bruises cleared, or the boys are carrying a few knocks, and have a really, really healthy squad moving into a hopefully a successful summer.